Dun, dun, dun. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this world, it's good because God is good. I love that. It is good because God is good. And we know that God is good, what? All the time. He never changes. He's good all the time. We say good morning to all our international partners. We welcome our new partnership. We thank you for joining with us as we make God our number one priority, as we come to our executive meeting and sit around the round table and eat the daily bread, our daily manna, and drink the living waters where we never thirst again. And we just say thank you on this morning for being in the presence of the Lord with us, where we love God. We love God. We love God. And guess what? We have no apologies. There's no apologies. There's no excessive extra explanations. It is what it is, and that is the love of God. And because he loved us first, we love him as well. And we do know that his love is continuously. It never stops. It never dries up. It just continues to flow, and we just continue to hold on and bask in the presence with him. So we want to just welcome you all. Thank you again for being in the presence of the Lord. But I want to ask a question this morning. The songwriter says that she gets joy when she thinks about what she has done. How many of you can have a list that's so big that it will just continue to go on and on and on like the Energizer Bunny? I know I do. I know I do. I'm just so thankful. Thankful on this morning, because even in my time of sadness, I can tell you, I can immediately look to my right and find something to have joy about, because God is just so great. That's how great he is. So each and every person on this phone can raise their hand and give a lift. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what your economical status is. I don't care what your health problem is. I don't care. When I say I don't care, I'm meaning that God has brought you joy. He has brought you joy. And if he has not, I'm going to sit and ask you to call on him, wail on him, carry on his name, and ask him to allow you to feel that joy. Because I'm telling you something, when you can talk about the joy that God has given you in the times of your worst days can become your better days. Your ugly days can become your prettiest days, because it's going to bring a smile to your heart, which that heart is going to resonate up to that, go into that brain. And it's going to put a smile on your face. It will bring great memories. So I sit and say to you, I'm like the songwriter. I get joy when I think about what the Lord has done for me. And guess what? On this morning, I have an expectation that something great is going to come. Greater is going to come and give me more joy. Because there is nothing but God that has done it all for me. It's what he has done, not what I've done, what he has done. Good morning, Mother Jackson. Bring us in prayer, please.
To Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Welcome to each and every one of you. Father God, we just thank you this morning. We come to you with bowed down heads. God, just thanking you, God. We thank you for this blessed day, God. We realize, God, it's not us, God, but it's all of you, God. We thank you, God, for bringing us through the virus, and we still captive, God. We thank you, God, about bringing us through the sickness, and we still captive, God. We thank you for your joy, Lord, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up every sick and chatty in vessel this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, felt by your stripes, they are healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God, Lord. We lift up every child that it is, God. Continue to shield and protect them and all of their footsteps out of the most, God, their footsteps in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you this morning, God. We come to you, God, with a faithful heart, God. You've been mighty good to us, God. Even when we were going wrong, of the wrong direction, Lord of all shake, God, you see us up in us. I don't know about shake, God. Oh, God, we thank you for pulling us in, God, like never before, God. We thank you each for every depth of that it is. I tell you that, Lord of all kinds of the most shake, God. Oh, God, continue to love us, God. I love us, God. As you have loved us, God, we just thank you this morning, God. We thank you for our sponsor this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them like never before, God. We pray, God, that you continue to use them, God. In the most, God, thank you, God, in the midnight hours, God. In the most, God, thank you, God, that you brought us to the light in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you this morning. We have so much thank you in our soul, in our spirit, God, that we can't thank you enough, God. Because you've been mighty good to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. I ask that you go into the old folks' home, God. Touch them, God. And all of those things, God. Touch them, Lord. Give them joy, God. When we realize somebody has put their pounds in the home, God, and never look back. But today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we call on those in the old God. That you touch their hearts, God, and we let them return back to their parents, God. Oh, those things that begin to love on them like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, in the heart of the most thing, God. Oh, God, I thank you this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, most kind of the most thing, which is only right now, God. I thank you even right now, God, that you're doing healing, God. I thank you right now that you're delivering, God. I thank you that you're giving somebody peace out of the most thing, God. When our mind was corrected, Lord, most kind of the most God. Oh, God, I thank you for touching our minds in the name of Jesus, God. Hey, glory be to God. I thank you, God, for going in somebody's home, God, that was violent of the most, God. I pray, God, that you handle the most things right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, Lord. How we thank you, God. How the most kind of day I say, God, touch our hearts, God. Be that mind regulated for us, God, that heart speaks to God in the name of Jesus. How the most things, God, clean our hearts this morning, God. If it is unforgiveness, the most is in our heart, God. And the most kind of the most kind. Give us a heart to forgive in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. I can't help but to thank you this morning, God. Because I tell you, you've been mighty good to handle the most sanity as you have, God. You've been mighty good to handle the most kind of me, God. I realized for the most shit, God, it was you, God, that you came, God, and took me off the sick bed in the hospital, God. I realized for the most kind of this morning, God, when my mind was corrected, the most shit, God, you touched my mind, the most kind of me, God. I realized, God, when I was going the wrong way, God, you turned me around and direct my footsteps out of the most kind of the most shit. That's enough for me to say thank you this morning, God. I can't say about nobody else, hallelujah. I don't know about come to the I say, God. Oh, everybody should look to the hills this morning and begin to praise you. I don't know about God, because you're so loving and kind, God. I don't know about God, thank you this morning. These things I ask, God, this morning, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we pray this morning. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Good morning again. Good morning. Good morning. Let me say this to you all. In the background, the second song that came on, it said, the chains are being broken. The chains are being broken. That means that the different situations that you are in, that poverty-minded state mentality that you have,
that mindset, that healing is not for you. That mindset that's holding you, that has you in captive, that deliverance is not for you. The mindset that's telling you that you cannot prosper. The mindset that has you in captivity, making you think that you are no better than what you are. The mindset that you allow people to come and tear you down into the ground. The song said the chains are being broken. How many of you this morning believe that whatever your circumstances or your situation is, it's being broken right now because of your faith in God, because of the obedience that you have in God, because of the trust that you have in God, because of that relationship, that personal relationship, not the knowledge, but the personal relationship that you have of God, is now that you have placed you in a place right now where chains are being broken. The song that's on right now says, change me, O Lord, creating me a clean heart. See, God is doing something. He's moving something. The messages are coming forth. You and I just have to be in a place where we are able to receive what God has going on. It is not by coincidence. It is not by mistake that you are on the line this morning, that you are on the line Monday through Friday making God your first priority. That's an act of obedience. That's an act of seeking ye first the kingdom of God. That's an act of letting God know I need you. I need you now, Father God. I need to be nearer to you right now, Father God. I need you in my life, Father God, to help me start my day. I'm telling you, chains are being broken. You may not be able to see it, but if you are in the car and if you are in a place of obedience, if you are in a place of humbleness and humility, I'm sitting and telling you, you are in a place where you don't have to sit and worry about these different things. All you have to be is in a place to ride. All you got to be in a place where you don't let anybody take you out of that car, in a place where you don't let anybody disrupt your peace, in a place where you don't let anybody come and change your mentality, because you've already asked God to renew your mind. You've already asked God to create in you a clean heart. You've already asked God to put your feet on the path of righteousness. You've already made it right with God. You've already got in the will of God, and you're willing to stay in the wheel. You're willing to not let anything or anybody separate you from God. You're willing to sit and say, I die for you, Father God. I'm with you. Your marriage is there. You're not willing to allow your marriage to go into a state of divorce. You're going to hold on. Through the shaking, you're still holding on. Through the breaking, you're still holding on. Through the confusion, you're throwing it out the way. See, the chains are broken, so that means that you didn't bind it some things up. You didn't loose some things. You didn't command it some things to get out of your way. You didn't decree to declare some things into your life. And now you're believing, you're trusting, and you're receiving what God has for you. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Kenya, you may have situations going over in your country, South Africa, Nigeria, Canada, wherever you at. But just know the same faithful God that I serve, you can serve them too. You serve them too. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus when things get too rough. Because trust and believe, he is right now. The Holy Spirit is breaking chains in your life. The Holy Spirit has set you aside. He's doing some things in your life right now. All you need to do is believe. All those other things, just to everybody that's serving another God and not the one true faithful God, the God Elohim who created the earth, the God Jehovah Jireh, our provider, our healer, our deliverer, our redeemer. I tell you right now, get yourself in a place where you recognize and you call on his name. You give him the honor that he needs. You give him the glory that he needs, because his
him that's turning your joy, your sorrow into joy. I'm sitting and telling you this morning, the chains are breaking. The chains are breaking. The anointing is here. The anointing that comes to destroy yoke. Yes, I say it again. If you feel like that you're not able to do different things, if you feel like that you don't have the authority, if you feel like that you don't have the power, just know that the Holy Ghost is your power. The Holy Ghost is your strength. The Holy Ghost is your joy. The Holy Ghost is your deliverer. The Holy Ghost is your redeemer. Whatever your situation is, know this morning that it's breaking. Pay attention, people. Pay attention to what God is saying. It don't have to come by word of mouth. It don't have to come from a pulpit. It don't have to come from a prophet. You don't have to read the Bible. Sometimes God is speaking to you through song. And for the last couple of days, all this week, God has been speaking to us to let us know just where he is by song. So I sit and say to you all this morning, continue to do whatever it is that you need to do. Continue to give God let him know that you have joy in your situation. Continue to let him know, even when I'm down on my deathbed, Lord, I still, because I'm not gone, Father. I'm not checked out yet, Father God. I still got joy, Lord Jesus. I still got that immeasurable joy. Because see, sometimes God will put us, we're so busy, we got so much going on, that God will put us on our back. And he'll give us remembrance of what all that he has brought us through and let us know that sometimes we got to slow it down because he wants us to be in a place where we can appreciate the joy that he has given us. We can appreciate the peace that he has given us. We can appreciate the love that he has given us. I decree and declare on this morning that everybody that has something in that's going on in their life right now, that they surrender it, they place it at the feet of God right now, and you let them know it's too big for me. I can't carry it no more. I feel like it's overwhelming me, Father. I don't want this feeling no more, Lord Jesus. I want to feel your peace. I want to feel your joy, Lord Jesus. I want to feel what everybody else talking about, Lord Jesus. I want to be in your loving arms. I want to be safe in a safe place, Lord. So when times get too hard, Lord, I still know, Lord, that I have joy when I think about you, Lord. I want to be, I'm not a person that want to be like everybody else, but I'm going to tell you this. When God is in the business, when God is in the business, I want to be just like everybody else. I want to receive the benefits that everybody else. I want to receive the promises that God say. I want to say yes and amen as I stand on his promises. I want to feel that joy. I want to feel that peace. I want to feel that love. So I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I want to sit and tell you this before I turn it over to Minister Takeda. The joy that you have, the world did not give it to you. I'm going to say that again. The joy that you have, the world didn't give it to you. See, the joy that the world gives it to you is temporary. The joy that our Father, our Daddy, who are in heaven, that he gives to you is eternal. And not only is it eternal, meaning that it never stops, it's internal. It's from the inside. Your outside may look one way, but I'm going to tell you something. When you receive the joy of the Lord and knowing that he is your strength, yes, let me go there. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So when you get that joy deep down in your soul, nothing is going to hold you back. You should see the chains breaking. You should be able to sit and tell whatever your situation is, goodbye. You have been evicted. Come on, somebody.
somebody that joy that gives you that strength that nothing can hold you down. That joy that gives you that strength and that knowing that when the next situation, the next trial, or the next tribulation come up, that I'm going to handle it a little bit better because I realize that the strength of that joy is my strength, and it comes from the Lord. I'm telling you on today, I'm telling you, it is a beautiful thing when you can hear what God is saying to you. I'm telling you, clear your ear gates out. If you got some things that's hindering you where you cannot hear, see, or even touch what God is saying to you during this time, I'm asking you to remove yourself from your present situation. Remove yourself from your present situation. And I'm not talking about telling you to jump up and leave your house. I'm telling you to go find you a room. Go find you a prayer closet. Go find you a bench under a tree. Any place that's going to bring you peace and give you time with our Father, that intimate time where you can experience the joy that he has for you, where you can experience the peace that he has for you. Sometimes we have to reposition ourselves in order to hear from the Lord. Sometimes we have to reposition ourselves to feel his presence. Sometimes, like I said, he has to lay us down. But I'm telling you, on this morning, the joy that I have, the world did not give it to me. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. What do you have to add? Because I know you got something to add. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I just need y'all to praise God with me right now. I need you to praise him because this is worthy of a praise break. And let me tell you why. The chains are being broken. The chains, y'all remember the story with Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas was in a dungeon in captivity, in the middle of the dungeon with big stakes on their legs. They made sure that they secured them. But you know what? They could not take his joy away from him. They cannot take his joy away from him. Come on, Minister Chiquita. What do you have to add?
Amen. Yes, saints. Yes, saints. The joy that I have in me, nothing in this world can separate that joy from me because God gave me life. There's times and times in my life that I escape death, and I know it's only the trueness of God. So every morning when I wake up, there's a joy in my heart of living to keep going and keep going. And it's a thank you, a thankfulness in my heart that, Lord, I thank you, God, for all this, God. We know this, God, this happiness that you give me, God. I will stay in the presence of you, oh God, throughout the day. Oh, you are going to go through things, saints. But yes, the world's going to throw you some blows, but to stay in the presence of God, it's joy. It be joy within that is itself. So when things may go on, you can seek the presence of God at that moment right then and there. It don't have to be that long. It can be just a short period of time. In any intervals that I have, that I feel like myself going to rise up and my joy spirit man is going, I feel like I going to afflict my spirit man. I call on the Lord in that instance right then and there. I do not lean on my own understanding. I continue to seek joy from God, and I continue to get that strength from God because that's where my strength lies. I do not listen to the things of the world and the things of man because sometimes it can be harsh. You have to keep your ears to the Lord so that you know that joy, I get joy when I think about all the things that he's done for you, your health that he's brought you in, that he's brought into fruition, the mindset that he's brought you from, the places that you used to live, the places and people that you used to be around, the things that you used to impartake in, you don't do that no more. You're in a place with God, and it's fulfilling your life with happiness, joy, peace, no mind battles. Mental illnesses and different things are going and leaving. It's not only leaving you, it's leaving right from people around you, because the joy that you got is bringing such a strong presence within the Lord, that his presence that you're seeking so strongly that nothing around you can even stand to be around it. So it got to line up with the Lord. It got to come into a joyous place. See, saints, we ourselves don't become a blocker to the things that we have in our life. Don't be so caught up with ourselves that we do not recognize the things that God have in our life. It not only the financial, not only the material things that you have in your life, but did you thank God this morning for just waking you up? Did you thank God this morning that you have food on your table? Did you thank God? That's joy in that. That's joy. I'm thankful, God, that I got something to eat, because there was days I didn't have it, oh God. Joy in that. Thankful, God, that I can work, God. Regardless, God, I didn't know it was time when I didn't have no time. I didn't have no work. There was no money coming in, God. I thank you, God. That is joy. Those are all the things that I'm thankful for, and that brings me joy. You have to look at the things that are around you and make sure that you stand in alignment and make sure you don't let nothing keep you from those things that God is bringing you into. The blessed place that God have you into, saints, and the place, best place to the ones that's just coming in. You coming into the Lord, you being with him, it's a great place to be. It's a feeling like no other. It's peace within. You sleep peaceful at night. You sleep peaceful. You get your rest. You rest within him, knowing that he's taking care of everything. That's pure joy. God's working everything out for you in your life. He's already one hand for you. You make my path known, oh God. You fill me with your joy in your presence, with your eternal pleasures at your right hand, oh God. And that's a Psalm 16:11. We must continue to stay, and with the joy within the presence of him, oh God, we stay into it. It's a blessed place. It's a happy place. It's a feeling of no other that I cannot fathom to completely put into words. I can only tell you my experience that I've come into in life that's brought me to the place of joy that I have in my heart. Nothing in this world can separate it from me. Not my husband, not my children, not nothing in this world. So I stay prayed up. I stay studying my word. I stay in that joyful place in my life. That's the joy, the joy of the Lord. Everything that he's bringing into me, that's what God's doing for me. That's the joy of the Lord in my life. So, saints, you have to figure out what joy that God bringing into your life and be thankful for the things that he's doing in your life. Back to you, Evangeline.
Amen. Amen. And when we sit and think about joy this morning, because it is so, it is just so beautiful and amazing how God will sit and switch the atmosphere. He is a atmosphere changer. But I just want to let you all know, before I turn it over to Apostle Temple, when the people in Nehemiah 8:10, when the people heard the words of the law, that they wept of their sorrow. But Ezra spoke to them and said, "Be not grieved and depressed, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold." And in Proverbs, it says that a merry heart does us good and acts just like medicine. Proverbs 7:22. God has given us joy. We know that it is a fruit of the Holy Spirit that is given to believers. But my favorite words, we must nurture and release it in our lives. I'm going to leave you there, and I'm going to turn it over to Apostle Temple. I'm going to say it again. We know that the chains are broken. We know that we have that joy. We know we have it, but we have to continue to nurture it and release it into our lives. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. God bless all of you all. God bless you all. Saints and friends, and amen for a lot of you is TGIF. Y'all know that thanks God is Friday, and some of you, amen, is probably not your Friday, but you still going along in your work week, amen. Just give God the praise and thank him that you're going along in your work week. I want to show you all something. We're going to go a little deeper into this scripture, and I love the scripture that the joy of the Lord is your strength, amen. But we want to take, we want to go into a little bit deeper, because the question is, these are the questions that I'm going to throw out just for a moment, and then we're going to begin to answer these questions and begin to abstract these questions. First of all, how is the joy of the Lord is your strength? When the scripture declares that the joy of the Lord is your strength, and now we need to understand, or we need to try to understand, what is the scripture talking about? Is the scripture talking about that if when God gets joy, or when God is happy, we get strength from that? Is the scripture talking about that? Is the scripture talking about that, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength? Is it pertaining to God is happy with certain things going on with the world? You know, let's abstract this and really look into the depth of it, then we can really grasp, understand it, and you can really want it in your life and begin to operate in it, because we need to understand the scripture declares that the joy of the Lord is our strength, the joy of the Lord. First of all, how do God get his joy? What type of joy that that the scripture is declaring that is talking about? Is it joy because of his creation? Is it joy because of us? What is the joy that the scripture is trying to identify that we can walk into the we can walk into the strength of God? Because I'm pretty sure that many people, that even in their time of discomfort, that if many people are still holding on true to the faith, I'm pretty sure that as many people that is walking and keep pressing on through life, and they are believing and praying and fasting and keep pushing, but yet they still feel as though they don't have no strength, my God, to continue to move on. But the scripture declares that the joy of the Lord is our strength. But at the end of the day, many of us are going to testify that it's important in our life that we feel as though we have no strength. It's important in our life that we had to crawl, we had to pull our leg. It's important into our life to where things in life get so burdened down, we really couldn't lift our hands and just say, I just wave them, just glory. Because at the end of the day, it feels though all the strength is zapped from us, all the energy or all the virtue that is zapped from us. I want to go back to the scripture. Let's look at that scripture, Evangelist. I need you on for a second. And I want to go back to the scripture that Evangelist was talking about. The people, you know, when they begin to hear about the law and different things, they begin to weep and they begin to cry out. But the man of God came in and said something. So take me back to that scripture, Evangelist. I want to show you something real quick. Amen? Go ahead, Evangelist. Your phone probably be on mute, Evangelist. You can take it off.
Nehemiah 8:10 says, then Ezra told them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, drink and send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord, and be not grieved and depressed, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold.
I need you to go back to the beginning. Before we even got to the good stuff, we need to go back to where they began to weep and they began to cry before the man of God encouraged them. Go back to the beginning. Your phone was on mute.
It says, Then Ezra told them, go your way. I'm reading it from a different Bible. Let me go back to my other Bible. You know it comes. And hold on 1 second, Apostle Temple. My apologies.
It says,
this is the King James Version. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Go a couple of verses up. The verse that you read about, when the people began to hear about the law and they began to weep because of the things that they felt so they were doing wrong. That's the area I want to get before we get to that area.
Okay, and Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest, and scribe, and the Levites, who taught the people, said to all of them, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, But all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then Ezra told them.
Stop right there. The people began to weep because they heard the words of the what? Of the law. Now, if you don't know the law, the different things, the pertaining to, you know, these different things that goes on and, you know, sinning and things that is wrong, things that is out of the will of the Lord, things that God is not pleased with, you know, things that he's not pleased with. So they begin to hear these different things. So they weeping, watch this, they weeping begin to bring, they weeping was in the weeping of bringing condemnation on their self. So they begin to bring judgment on their self issues pertaining to other things that they done and pertaining to the things that was going on personally in their life. See, a lot of people don't have self issues. They don't have any knowledge, or they numb to the fact of their own issues. And they begin to look at everybody else's issues and begin to point out everything else pertaining to, amen, these different things that goes on in everybody else's life. I always have a saying to where you need to look at yourself in the mirror before you try to look at somebody else, my God, in that same place. Because at the end of the day, it's pertaining to your walk, it's pertaining to who you are, it's pertaining to how you react and what you do and how you carrying on, amen? That's why I tell anybody, don't let these jokers, amen, or these people get you out of character and take you out of the place where you out of the will of the Lord. Because God is judging you, and he is looking at you pertaining to your life, amen? It's not pertaining to somebody else's life. It's pertaining to your life. So these people began to weep. Their weeping was an action of repentance. I'm going to say that again. They probably did not say, Lord, I repent, but their sorrow or their weeping was a reaction or a body language of repentance, of I did wrong, or self-repentance. They ain't had to go and spread and let everybody know. They ain't had to come to a congregation, you know what, Lord, I've sinned against y'all. God bless you and all that. It was a self, my God, inventory, or it was a self-awakening pertaining to them. Amen? And they began to weep. They weeping was a sign of repentance. It was a repentance between them and God. Once they came into the knowledge, watch this, of their issues or the things that they're done, then they begin to check their self and begin to weep. It's something about these folks that say they walk with God, but when it comes to a knowledge to check you, you got this arrogant about yourself that God ain't talking to you. You know God is all up into your stuff. You jacked up from the neck up, but yet and still you putting on this front and putting on this face, and God cannot help you. Amen? It should not be a apostle or bishop or a preacher or somebody to tell you that you are wrong. It should be the Holy Ghost is able to show you in the Word of God. And now it's a self-checklist that came in to for you to identify that, you know what, nobody don't have to tell me to repent. God, I repent. Nobody have to tell me that I'm sorrowful. God, I'm sorrowful. Now let's keep reading, Evangelist. All right, don't worry about it. So now we go into the scripture. We need to go into the scripture. Shaquita, I want you to get that same scripture. I need somebody to stay up on with me. Now we need to go into the Word of God and to where Nehemiah began to bring them into a place to where he began to give them comfort. Well, you got to understand now, it wasn't comfort until they began to weep. The scripture began to say that they began to weep. They began to come into a place to where they are sorrowful, or they came into a place within themselves. Amen? So now Nehemiah began to share something with them. Now, see, this is what church folks do. Church folks begin to lie to people. Church folks begin to lie to people. And we cannot walk into a place where we are lying to folks. At the end of the day, watch this. My God, church folks, we begin to use things, oh, baby, just go ahead and it's going to be all right. You know, you're gonna make it. No, you're not going to make it until you deal with your issues. You're not going to make it until you deal with your circumstances. You're not going to make it until you deal with the things that you are dealing with. Amen? you're not going to make it. Amen. So we got to understand that at the end of the day, amen, these things that carry on into our life that we say or we tell folks it's going to be all right, you got to check yourself before you tell somebody these Christian lies. Because at the end of the day, if it's not in the will, I'm going to show you real quick in the Bible in Nehemiah, if it's not in the will of God, you cannot put the label on God and tell folks that it's going to be all right according to God. And where their ways are out of the will of God. I got many people mad with me. I got many people don't want to talk to me. I got many people want to walk with me because, my God, when they come into my arena and they begin to say this stuff that is not, or begin to do different things that is not into the will of God, I bring a check to them. I say, no, 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 no. So they get upset. Because why? They want you to sympathize with them. And they used to Christian people begin to sympathize with them. And when somebody begins to tell the truth to folks and begin to tell folks or tell you about you and the truth about you, now we got a problem. We got attitude. We got flipping out. We got everything because you're used to these Christian lies. At the end of the day, the Bible just don't give you the blessings of the Lord, but also the Bible gives you the judgment and also curses that can be placed on your life as well. We want to just deal with, oh, Jesus, come out here, my Lord, come out here. See, we want to deal with that. Oh, God, open up the windows and open up the floodgates and let it rain in. This is my season and this is my time. See, we want to deal with that. Then we up there, yes, Lord, it's me, Lord. Yes, Lord. Then the pastor turn around and yes, if you believe me, you need to sow into this anointing. Go ahead and give me $150 for your new turnaround season. And here you go, you all caught up. Yes, Lord. Where my checkbook at, y'all? Well, girl, I know this is my light meal money, but I don't care. I'm going to listen to what the preacher say. And you all caught up into that. And all you had to do is just turn for your wicked ways. I had to pause on that. Because at the end of the day, my God, I can care less how somebody hyped you up. I can care less what you can bring to the table. If you don't check yourself and bring yourself in a proper alignment with God and bring yourself in a proper standards with God, baby, you can jump and shout, cry, yes, Lord, and turn around all you want. God is not going to break his standards for you. He's not going to bend the rules or bend the structure because of you going through, because you can't pay your bills, because things that just happened to you back after back, front and left, center and here, back and all this kind of stuff. God is not going to bend. And what happened is these church people, y'all begin to lie to these folks and tell these folks, oh, baby, because you're feeling sorry for them because of their tears. Good. You need to cry. That way that affection and that poison that you've been walking with in your life, it can bring some cleansing in you and you can get this stuff out of you. Good. It needs to happen because it will break you for you can come into the right place with God. I know it's wrong, but it's the truth. So we got to understand. We don't build things up to where we don't give people a falsified joy. Watch this. The man of God told the people, and he stayed into the context of the will of the Lord. He says, watch this. He said, because
he didn't say it's going to be all right.
He didn't say, you know, all this other stuff. He says, listen, the joy, you don't have to be sorrowful. Because why? You don't came into a place of first of repentance. Your first area of repentance to get it right and you identify yourself. The Bible says the people begin to weep. They begin to weep as he begins to teach or begin to lay out the things of the law. So they begin to weep. They came into a place of repentance. Now he begins to tell them, say, okay, great. You don't need to be sorrowful now. Now, watch this. He says, the joy of the Lord. He didn't say the joy of them. He didn't say the joy of something else. He didn't put something where it did not belong. He put it where? In the proper standards of who? Of God. He said, the joy of the Lord is your what? Is your strength. So in order for you to get the joy, my God, from the Lord, you have to be where? In the will of who? Of the, y'all hear me this morning, amen? You have to be in the what? The will of who? Of the Lord. Your life has to be in the will of the Lord. Your walk has to be in the will of the Lord. You should be following the word of God. That's why I tell folks, if you don't have much of a jump in it, because if you are not in the will of God, how can you bring God joy? My goodness, I think I'm preaching to myself this morning. If you are not in the place with God, how can you bring God joy? If you are not following the scripture or following the word of God, how can you bring God some joy? Somebody ask that. Somebody, please, I know I got plenty of Bible scholars and theologians that is on this line. I want you to send me a message and answer that question for me. How can you bring God some joy if you ain't in the will of God? How can you bring God some joy if you ain't walking in, my God, the perfect place of God? How can you bring God some joy if you ain't walking by faith? How can you bring God some joy if you ain't a true believer? How can you bring God some joy? You don't even have a relationship with God. How can you bring God some joy? You vary sometimes, and sometimes you want to be with him, and sometimes you want to be with the world. Sometimes you want to chill with him, and sometimes you want to chill with your cussing, drinking friends, and you do the same thing too. Then get in the choir stand and say, come by here, my Lord. You just come by here. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How can you bring God some joy? You got a lying tongue. How can you bring God some joy? You're manipulative. How can you bring God? Y'all help me here this morning. How can you bring the joy? How can the joy of the Lord, my God, be your strength? Well, God is going to get no joy by the walk that you walk. Is anybody here this morning? Where you at, A.D.M.? Y'all here this morning, amen? So the joy, they got joy. The man of God says, I got joy. He said, you get joy because the joy of the Lord is your strength. First of all, he didn't say that. He didn't say that to after they begin to what? Weep. He didn't say that to after they begin to check themselves. He didn't say that to after a spiritual paradigm began to happen. A shift began to happen into their life. He didn't say that. See, many of people bringing this falsified stuff to folks and say, baby, it's going to, no, you don't come to pastor because I'm going to tell you the truth. Because at the end of the day, it ain't going to be all right. You're lying. You need to stop what you're doing. It's not going to be all right. And anything else that comes, and this is what saints don't understand. The devil used you, which are good at two-shoe self, to be a mouthpiece for him, even if what you're speaking is good, but it doesn't make it right. Oh, y'all ain't hear me this morning. You ain't hear me this morning. How in a world that it's going against the scripture of God where we tell somebody that is stuck in their ways, always messing up, got this all this stuff going on, and got all this mess going on in their life, and you're going to tell somebody because now they don't ran out on their luck, folks don't turn away from them, they cannot go and borrow no more, folks is up on their game, and they to the bottom of the well, they come to you with their tears, I just don't know what to do, I just don't know where to go, they burnt all their bridges, and here come you with your sanctified self, let me pray for you, baby, it's going to be all right. No, you're lying to them, it's not going to be all right until they change their ways. It's not going to be all right until they come into a place of repentance. It's not going to be all right until they walk into the will of God, get a relationship with him. Stop your lie. Stop your foolishness and stop your mess. It's not going to be all right. So because of y'all good officials, saints, you don't build this mentality, and the enemy used you to build this mentality that is in the church where we have a falsified joy. One thing about God, when God begins to put things in your life that is established in your life, God does not take it back. He does not. The blessings of the Lord, my God Almighty, is the strength. My God, the blessings of the Lord, my God, no man cannot take away. No man cannot curse the things of God, the blessings of God. It's something to where people are seizing your blessed, and the next season you in a bunch of mess. Then here come another season, you're blessed, and the next season, you're in a bunch of mess. Something wrong with this picture, amen? I wish the saints of God would start telling the truth to folks, and that way, they might not want to be mad. They might be mad with you today. They probably don't want to talk to you no more, but oh, well, it's a seed that planted in. That is the truth. So we got to understand, the joy of the Lord is our strength when we walk in the will of the Lord. When we begin to check ourselves, bring true repentance, to get in the will of God and get in the proper place of God about our actions. Not about nobody else's actions. It's about our actions. So all that you do, baby, save your money. You can save your money and go and throw it at the altar. You can save your money and say, well, I'm going to throw it into pastor because I'm going to get ready to walk into my 6 month. And my 6 month is the month of May. And since we don't came into June, June is the 6 month. So I want to give my $600 fee. I want to give my $60 fee because I'm going to walk into a new place. Baby, you still going to be walking into the same old place. All you're doing is throwing perfume on mess that you have not washed. Holy moly, amen. As I'm talking to anybody here this morning, amen, my goodness, amen. You put perfume on mess that you have not washed. The people, the Bible declares how the people begin to weep because they felt sorrowful. Their tears was a signification of washing of the things that they done. Is anybody there? So we begin to falsely encourage people where people need to get their mess together. And at the end of the day, once you get your mess together, you get your stuff together, and you get into the place of God or get in the will of God, baby, I don't even have to tell you the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's the, can I tell somebody? It's going to, can I, and where my people's at in South, in Africa? My God, Kenya, where you at? Nigeria. My God, come on, baby. Come on, daughters and sons, where you at? Can I tell you something? My God, when you get in the will of God, and you begin to learn the word of God, and I'm talking about the proper content, not somebody's interpretation that they can't even prove in the Bible themselves. When you get in the will of God and you begin to walk in the relationship with God, baby, can I tell you something? You automatically walk into strength. You automatically walk into peace. You automatically walk into blessing. You don't have to be searching for none of that stuff. You don't search for peace because peace already be around you. You don't search for joy because joy already be around you. You don't, my goodness, is I'm talking to somebody or I'm by myself eating this Golden Corral buffet, my God, and Golden Corral, y'all need to pay me for just advertising, y'all. My God, I'm talking to somebody. Y'all hear me this morning. Amen. We got to understand that at the end of the day, we of God don't get joy out of anything unless we are walking in the will of Him. The Bible says that the only way you can please God is walking by faith. It's your faith that you got to walk in. It's your belief you got to walk in. It's not trusting God today and when the situation hits your door, well, you know what, I got to figure this out. Come on, no. It's your full walk with God. Then the Bible says, God says, I get joy when I see you going through. But you're lifting, but you keep your head lifted up. And you're still declaring and decreeing my name. You still trust in me. I get joy, my God, when things are looking against you. And you are not allowing folks to stop you, what they got to say about you. They lied about you. I get joy when I look at you. And at the end of the day, all hell and high water done came your way. Like the songwriter say, there's a storm out, wail over the ocean, and it's moving this old way. And you got to be anchor, my God Almighty. If you ain't anchor, you'll surely drift away. And God said, when the storm came, you was anchor in my name. When the storm came, you was anchor in me. When the storm came, you walked by faith and not by sight. I give joy when I see you keeping the faith. I give joy when the odds looking against you. You don't walk in doubt. You walk in belief. You trust in my name. I give joy when I look at you. You still praying like you were praying last week. You still praying when the blessings was coming in. You still praying when you did not see in a blessing. I give joy when I think about, my goodness, showing what you're doing for me, how you're still worshiping me, and the doctors don't gave you a bad report. I give joy. Watch this. The Bible says, my last point, and I'm out of here, y'all. Think I done went over my time a little bit. Last point, then I'm gone. It said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I want y'all this context of this commentary. Said the joy of the Lord is your strength. It never says it's going to pull you out. That's a shout moment right there. It never says it's going to bring a miracle. It never says it's going to wipe away different things. It never said that. It says it's your strength. What we need strength to do. We need strength to walk. We need strength to stand. We need strength to move. We need strength to keep pressing. We need strength to keep pushing. He's giving you strength so you can keep going. He's giving you strength so you can keep going through. Don't you feel like when you've been going through, all of a sudden here comes this fresh wind that came into your life? You got this fresh drink of water? Baby, you don't please God so well. And he just gave you some strength so you can keep doing what? Keep going on. So thank him, God.
Hallelujah. I'm out of here.
The joy of the Lord is your strength when you begin to deal with you and begin to walk into the will of God pertaining to your life. Don't lie to people because you know they're going to get upset with you. One thing I tell my family, and they know me now, my mother and my brothers, they know me now. I will laugh and play with you, and we'll have a good time. But when it comes to the word of God, and it comes to the things of God, you don't want to go that way with me. Don't go that way with me, because I'm not going to break. I'm not going to waver. I'm not going to justify what God is saying. And I tell ADM members, I tell them quick, if you don't want to deal with truth, or you don't want me to bring truth to you, don't bring it to me. Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to waver. I'm not going to break or whatever from the word of God. And I'm not going to feed you some foolishness that's going to give you a falsified peace and a falsified happiness that is not in the will of God, and you still continue to go through what you go through because of what I don't gave you. And there's so many saints is built up that way. When people begin to bring you, and you know they're full of mess. You know they don't burn down their bridges. It ain't something you're trying to keep up with their life, but you know that it's their issue. Then when they leave, and here come your two-faced self, I got to call it like it is, when they leave, ooh, Jesus, they just a bunch of mess anyway. But you just sat there and prayed with them. You just sat there and encouraged them. You just sat there and gave them the wrong counseling. Then when they leave, ooh, Jesus, thank God they gone, because I can't deal with that. That girl there is a bunch of mess. That brother there got her own kinds of stuff going on. Well, your two-faced self should have told them. So now you think God's going to honor things that's going to get ready to come out of your mouth? No, you need to repent. Because why? You don't stand on the third dimension of heaven. It ain't a first dimension sin. It ain't a second dimension sin. It's a third dimension sin because you use the God, you use the word of God, and you use the counsel, the spirit of counsel, in the proper, in the wrong context to help somebody else in their life. Now they going on with this falsified lie. Come on, somebody. Is anybody there? Is any saints there? Is anybody there want to deal with the truth, or y'all want to deal with this other stuff? Well, I tell you what, you want to deal with this other stuff, you're coming into a new season, go ahead and get past the Cash App and sold to me $250. You're coming in your new season. You cannot come into something of blessings of God until you clean your house. Many people say, well, you know what, I'm still blessed. It's no way you blessed by God. Let's get this point cleared up. It's no way you blessed by God and you still got mess in your life. The enemy will allow things to happen in your life that is good and look like a blessing to you because it needs to keep you in that place where it got your mind and got you thinking you're walking right. That enemy is slick and cunning. Bible tells you that. So in other words, a slick and cunning spirit is not going to walk in, always walk in mess. It's not going to do that. It's got to walk in the spirit of delusional, falsified. It got to give you. It got to build you up with hopes and dreams. A great con artist is just ain't going to take your money. Some people, he's going to give them the money. He's going to give things that they said, that he said or she said. He's going to give you something so you can go and tell other folks and they can begin to con you. Now hear me. So we got to understand that the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's in your strength because you walk in the will of God and you deal with truth about you. And because of that, and because of your faith doesn't get shaken, you don't come into a place where you're saying, I don't, back there, I ain't dealing with that church stuff no more. You bring strength to your life, and it brings joy to God, but you can keep the faith, and you're walking in the faith of him. Brothers and sisters, no matter what you go through in life, if you want strength and you want the things of God, always look at it and give God the glory. Never look at your problems as evangelist and the minister was sharing with you all this week about the mountain that is in your life. Understand that God has strategies so you can get over that mountain and that mountain begins to move out of your way. Because what's in front of you now, and you begin to walk in peace and walk in love and begin to keep your faith with God no matter what, it's going to be behind you. That's why it says to get those things from which are behind, because you need to press towards the mark of the high calling. Brothers and sisters, you got to understand something. You don't help people by, my God, telling them something that is just going to tickle their spirit and make them feel good. You're giving them a falsified hope. Anything that is falsified, anything that is not right or not of the truth, is of the devil. It's a characteristic of the enemy. And some of you, the enemy been using you in that area for a long time. But then when people leave, you got something to say about that individual. That is a two-faced spirit. You have to be straight up. That way, it keeps your hands and keep your conscience and keep your spirit clean. And always keep an avenue for God to continue to bless you. And so it's people's decision. If they want to stay with you and make decision, I learned in life that it doesn't matter if you give them what they want. You begin to give them what they want to hear. People still make that decision to leave you and betray you, even if they want to stab you in your back. So at the end of the day, it's going to happen anyway. So what you need to do, you need to go ahead and walk in truth and begin to walk into the things that walk into the will of God. Because at the end of the day, tell me and your life walk at this point in your life, tell me at the end of the day, who stayed with you because of what you could do for them? Who stayed, who didn't betray you because you gave them great words and kept them encouraged? Same people you kept encouraged is the same people that'll betray you. I'm not saying everybody will. But scripture also identified that when they were telling Jesus, Hosanna, Hosanna. Then the same people out of the same mouth that they saying Hosanna, the same folks don't say, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. So if they're going to nail you to the cross, let them nail you to the cross being honest. Let them nail you to the cross being truthful. Let them nail you to the cross. You will be walking into the will, into the things of God. Don't let folks nail you to the cross because you don't lie. You don't manipulate it. You don't tell them things that it wasn't lined up with the word of God. Understand this. Not everything in the Bible is always blessing. Not everything in the Bible was always good. Somehow we think of God, we will find scriptures and we'll find verses that will tickle our tickle box and make us feel good. But at the end of the day, there's other scriptures will tell you something different. Let's make sure we get the whole end of the Bible. Not this half here and half I don't need over there. We get the whole spectrum of the Bible. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That spectrum or that part is truth. But what it did not identify that where you need to identify and scripture backs it up. How can it be your strength if you don't repent? You don't get it right. You're not walking in the will of God. You're not walking into the things of God. You don't have a relationship with God. Your relationship is very sometimes. How can God give you strength if you are not really in him, but you want him in you? It doesn't work like that. We go in him, and because if we make that decision to go in him, that's how he is in us. That to you, evangelist, if you're on. If not, we're going to be able to close it out.
Praise the Lord. What a word. What a word. What a word. I thank you again, Apostle Temple, for always coming in, and I can testify that he is not going to sugarcoat anything. Everything is going to be told, and you will not be promoted. You will not be whatever if God does not say so and deem you necessary to be so. If you are looking for someone
that is going to tell you the truth and take their job, their assignment to heart, you are at the right place. You are on the right platform. And I encourage you to stay. I encourage you to bring others on, because just the way that this, how many places are you going to receive a word like this for free? How many places are you going to receive a word that's going to tell you the truth and help you to get to where you're supposed to be, so you can identify what's real and what's not real? We thank you again, Apostle. We just bless your name for all that you continuously do with your feeding and everything that you pour out and leave out on the table day in and day out. Even if you're not on the broadcast, we know that you are going before us, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the forerunning. I said that word last night, and it's something that's in my head. Thank you for the people that goes before us, that can help us get to where we need to be, so we can say the joy of the Lord is our strength. We will be back on Sunday morning. Our numbers are increasing. God, look at God. God is just increasing our numbers. So I tell you all, I always tell you to make sure you sign in on by 10:45. I really don't know what to tell you now, but I will say this. If you get a busy signal, if you get a message, just hang up and keep calling back, because as you all see, as you join our platform, we never know what God is going to give us. We never know what our daily manna. That's why I call it daily manna, because we never know what God is going to feed us. So God bless you all. We pray that you all have a beautiful weekend, and just remember, continue to praise through whatever your circumstances and your situation, and know that God is right there with you. God bless you all.